I think the thing about Lake Union that's interesting historically was that it always had some connection to power and industry. It was a very industrial lake. And the gas works came about because it used to be there was no electricity in Seattle, and they didn't have natural gas. They made gas from coal, and all the coal came from Renton and would come by water into Lake Union. And so they built the gasification plant in early 1900s. That provided the light and heat for much of Seattle. Actually, the plant functioned until the 50s sometime. So it was this big sort of industrial hulk on Lake Union. And Lake Union was very industrial. Even when I first moved here, it was very industrial.
I remember, too, actually seeing barges of logs when I first came to college. And this was before houseboats were tied up to the sewer system. So living on the lake was very much living amongst
industry,
smell, noise.
Yeah.
That didn't make it a lesser place for the people who wanted to live there.
Right. Well, especially for us as architects, there used to be a lot of people down there who made, like, you know, a guy who could fabricate steel or different things that happened down there. All of that stuff is gone. And, you know, they say that, like, artists are the canary, and all the artists are gone because it's not affordable. And it is a very difficult thing to create spaces for people who are not on the higher echelon
of the economy,
yeah, but basically are making things or creating things. And where does that happen in a city as the city becomes more prosperous? There's more money. And at the same time, we're losing that place for people, especially younger ideas, companies, yeah, people to be creative. One thing about South Lake Union I remember is that people used to say, oh, it's so ugly down there. And it was ugly if you just drove through it. But if you walked around, you saw there were all these things happening. And that sort of changed your whole perspective about it, I think, you know.
And it wasn't just South Lake Union. I mean, East Lake, the industrial edge of East Lake, you know, next to the propeller factory that had been casting propellers since World War One, you'd find an artist studio. Or, you know, in Fremont, you'd find musicians and craftspeople. And the city's always had as its underlying economic basis, it's been a place where things come to and go out. You know, wheat came from eastern Washington and was put on ships and taken to Japan as well as California. California received our wood. Apples go to China. You know, this has been a port city where lots of kind of new ideas are easily kind of bubble up. New things are manufactured. Things are sort of put together and taken out. And so in the 80s, when the new ideas really started to emerge really strongly about computers, it seems like it's pretty consistent with medical devices, you know, it's pretty consistent with this attitude, which is really open and is about assembling kind of ideas and doing more with the ideas as well as the natural resources. I mean, you look at what Washington State's economy is, it's Boeing making airplanes and shipping them off, apples, wheat, you know, now the software. So it's a really kind of interesting place that's, I think that creates a kind of cultural openness to new ideas, but also openness to change.